Podcast Podcast. This is Paul Solentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate you listening. Today is the fourth and final in our summer series, introducing fans to Shocker basketball newcomers. We will hear from James Rojas, and we will hear from Trevor McBride. We encourage you to listen to the other three in the series, available at GoShockers.com or wherever you get the Roundhouse Podcast. Let's get started with James Rojas. James Rojas is with us. James is a 6'8" senior forward. He's from Jamestown, New York, and he is a transfer from Alabama. So, James, let's start. Tell us why you chose Wichita State to continue your college career.
The team's always been a tough team. I've watched them a lot. I played at Hodge for 2 years, so I was around the area already. And then my family's in Salina, so it's about an hour from here, so it works out. Good basketball team and close to family, so works out both ways.
So you got some roots here. Very good. You spent 3 years at Alabama. What was your favorite SEC road arena to visit?
Oh, Kentucky for sure. Either Kentucky or Auburn, honestly. Auburn fans are ridiculous. They're always in your ear, but just playing at Kentucky is just a dream, so.
You may have answered this. I was going to ask, favorite student section, which group of students really caught your eye or got on you a little bit?
Definitely Auburn. Their student section is right in the entrance when you come into the gym, so you hear it as soon as you get there.
Yeah, describe the Auburn-Alabama rivalry for maybe somebody who's familiar with it but hadn't lived it like you did.
Man, it's ridiculous. It is like the most personal thing in the world. Everybody in Alabama just is looking forward to that rivalry, and it's the biggest thing up there, football or basketball.
So you've played in the NCAA tournament. Describe that and describe how you use that experience to lead, to motivate, to encourage this group you're with now.
It's a great feeling to be able to go play in the biggest stage of basketball, and it would mean the world to me to get these guys up there, guys that haven't got to witness just that feeling, and just to get them up there, I think that would be great.
You will wear number 33 for the Shockers. Is there a story behind that number?
No, I Hutch, my freshman year, I wanted my original number 4, but older guy already had it, so I was stuck with 33, and I've just stuck with it since.
You've stuck with it since. You've mentioned playing at Hutchinson Community College. You played for Coach Steve Eck, who is well-known around the Wichita area, now at Cape and Mount Carmel High School. Describe playing for Coach Steve Eck.
He's a great guy. He's with you on and off the court. He's always going to be there for you regardless. He's really cool once you get to know him, and he's a winner. I could tell you that he wins, and he wants the best for you regardless.
And now you've had about a month plus here at Wichita State. Describe playing for Isaac Brown. What's his style like?
He's an aggressive coach, and I love that he emphasizes defense, which is like the biggest part of basketball to me. And I just love his effort to force people to play defense, and I think it's going to put us a long way.
The importance of playing defense, it seems like that is something you gain with experience. Is that something that the more you're in college basketball, you realize how important that part of the game is?
Oh, yeah, for sure. When you first get into college, you just want to go out there and score, and you think you're going to get to the next level, this and that. But to actually win games in college basketball, you got to play defense. And to play team defense is what we have to do.
Give us a teammate here at Wichita State that's made a good impression on you so far through the workouts, the pickup games, the lifting.
Definitely Craig Porter. He's a veteran here. He's been here for a little bit. Just showing everybody the ropes around here, just showing how everything works. And he's a competitor. He just always talks us through everything, and he fights to win.
If you weren't playing basketball, is there another sport you'd be playing?
Football, for sure. I played football my whole life until sophomore year of high school, and I gave it up just to focus on basketball.
What position did you play?
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make you an NBA coach. Who is the one NBA player, who's the first NBA player you picked to start your team?
Stephen Curry. He's a winner.
And he had a great season, no doubt about that. You would be good at this next question. You've seen a lot in your time in college athletics. What advice would you give an incoming freshman?
Just work. Come in and work as hard as you can. I mean, you got to be able to show up on time as well. Don't do too little. Just work, and the coach will realize your work ethic, and just make sure you're always in the gym and get everything done.
Who is the best basketball player you've been on the court with? Opponent, teammate, summer, college, anything?
The most dominant, probably Isaiah Stewart, playing in the Pistons right now. I played with him a lot growing up. He's about 2 hours from me, so we played a lot.
Excellent. James Rojas, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Hi, this is Rick Neuma, president of Wichita State University. Check out the latest episode of the Forward Together podcast. Each episode, I sit down with different guests from Shocker Nation to celebrate the vision and mission of Wichita State University. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Trevor McBride is a 6-foot freshman guard. He is from Basser, Kansas. He went to Basser Linwood High School. Trevor, you've been here a little over a month, played some pickup games. You had a full practice today. You've been working out with your new teammates. Give the Shocker fans a name or two. Who's made a good impression on you so far?
I mean, I've been with the guards mostly, Craig and Xavier. You know, those are two. I played against Xavier in high school, so I had a little history with him. But those are two I've been around a lot, workouts, and really good guys, really welcomed me in, even as a preferred walk-on, so it was good to be with them all the time.
Craig Porter is a name that has come up a lot when I've been talking to the new Shockers, and obviously he's been here, point guard, so he's got all that leadership kind of things going for us. Tell us a little bit about what's he doing, how is he helping your adjustment to college life?
You know, he's been really friendly, really like upbeat with everybody, so it's been nice to have that around in the locker room. He comes in with a smile and gets everybody going. And he knows the campus, knows this town, so he's giving people rides, all that. So he's just been kind of the leader so far.
You mentioned you are a preferred walk-on at Wichita State. I always think that's an interesting decision that high school seniors go through. Do I try NCAA Division I? Do I feel more comfortable at maybe a lower level? Take us through your decision process. How did you end up at Wichita State?
Yeah, so my high school team was, we were really good. We had a lot of really good players. And so I really didn't go out and just score. I had a 5 assists per turnover ratio, which was first in the state by like 3 assists. It's not something that nowadays pops out on the stat sheet. So I was kind of under recruited, kind of got my stuff out there a little bit, sent it to, Wichita State, and Nick Jonas, the player development coach, he got back with me. And so we started talking, and they watched a few of my games, and I had JUCO, it was really between JUCO and preferred walk on here. And the connections I would make here at the Division I level were just outweighed anything I could have done at the JUCO level. So it was more about the connections, and then the school, of course, better school here. I'm going into finance, so good finance school. So that kind of weighed into my decision too, and it's always been a dream to play at the Division I level, of course, for all college basketball players. And I wasn't gonna force it, but it was there, the opportunity was there, and so I took it, and hoping to try and earn myself some time here in the next couple of years.
You are the son of a coach.
Yeah.
Tell us how that's influenced your basketball career.
Well, it wasn't easy. But I was a coach at Basser Linwood. This will be his 19th year. So we moved there when I was 9 months old. And they won 4 games in 3 years, or 5 games in 3 years, something like that. And he came and had a losing season his first year, and he's had 17 straight winning seasons after that, with 2 state championships, 2 runner-ups, and a Final Four with COVID, we got shut down that year in the Final Four. But it was hard coming up. I was physically more mature than everybody, so I was ready as a freshman. My dad's only had five, something like that, freshman play at the varsity level in his career because he's got a good program going. And had some people not like it, you know, typical coach's kid playing because he's coach's kid, blah, blah. We ended up getting second place that year. And then, I mean, we had another really good kid in my class. He was also playing a little bit his freshman year. So we had two, really. But, you know, I got all the backlash for being the coach's kid. But it made me push myself to prove everybody wrong. And honestly, that's why I kept pushing every day. It was hard at times, but that's why I kept pushing every day.
Were you the kind of kid who grew up going to practice, just always being around the game?
Oh, yeah. I was always in the game. Always in the gym. Ever since I was a toddler. I mean, my parents got me a little play goal for my first birthday. And used that thing till I was in, like, elementary school. But I was with my dad all summer long because he had summer camps in the gym for practices during the school year. But I had teachers bring me up to the school after school. I was always around the game, always around and in the gym.
And your dad's name is Mike McBride.
So,
make sure we mention that so fans would know he's the coach at Baser Linwood High School. You are wearing number 14.
I am.
Is there a story behind number 14 for you?
No, there's not. I was number 15. There was a player on my dad's 2009 state championship team that was like a big brother for me. He carried me everywhere. They won the state championship game. He came and grabbed me out of the stands. So I wore 15 for the longest time. And then my freshman year, of course, I was a freshman playing on varsity, so I got last selection, and I was number one all my high school years. And so when I got here, I had already gotten 14, and really I was perfectly fine with that number, so I didn't change it, kept it, and just so happens 15 minus 1, 14, so kind of just went like that.
Makes sense. Describe the role of a point guard.
You know, I've always been told I've been great at running the show, is what they say. So basically, I bring the ball up the court, make sure nobody turns the ball over. Of course, I had 5-1 assist turnover ratio. So if the ball was in my hands, we felt like everybody could just leave and I would get the ball up the court no matter what. At the high school level with no shot clock in Kansas, it was more about drawing two defenders and finding the open player. And we were such good shooters. I mean, we had 5 shooters on the floor at all times. So really, I just drew 2 defenders, broke my man down, and found the open man. And we just shot. So that's what it's meant for me to be a point guard. I mean, I know there's some point guards that are scoring point guards, but for me, it was more about running the show.
If you weren't playing basketball, is there another sport you would be playing?
Track and field. I qualified for 4 events this year for track and field in the 5A level up here in Wichita. Medaled in all 4, high jump, long jump, 4x4, 4x1. If I didn't do basketball, I felt like I could have been a good 400 runner. I got my splits down to about 49.8, which is pretty, I mean, I anchored and we got second in state in the 5A level, but I played a little baseball when I was younger. I was a really good pitcher, couldn't hit at all. So I kind of got bored with it. They asked me to be a PO, but I just said I wanted to play basketball. Played 1 year of football, was pretty good at it, but couldn't stand being out on the field for 3 hours at a time and not being in the gym. So I quit that too and just focused on basketball.
Wichita State has a new strength and conditioning coach, Ryan Horn. Give us your impressions of him.
Oh, I love him. He first day he noticed I, because we have a great strength and conditioning program at my high school, so we get all the foremen and all that. He noticed that right away, so he came up to me personally and told me to be a leader in the weight room. He knows I wasn't the biggest guy, but my form was better. I knew what I was doing, so be a leader. But he brings energy every day, no matter what. He keeps it real. If we're having a bad day, he'll stop us, tell us to pick it up. But yeah, first impression was I love him. He's really upbeat dude. So, and that's what I like. And he's honest. So
upbeat dude. That's important for strength and conditioning.
Yes, it is.
Coach. They need to get everybody upbeat. I'm going to make you an NBA coach. You get to pick one player to start your NBA team. Who are you choosing?
I mean, LeBron's too old. So, that's my guy. So I can't take him anymore, but, I probably have to go with Giannis or Luka, since they're young stars. I love the way Giannis plays, 100% all the time, leaving it all on the floor. So I'd probably have to go with Giannis. He works, and he came from nothing. So I like the way he plays, and he's a great leader and a great teammate. So that's who I build my team around.
Giannis and Luka, those are both solid choices. You've only been a freshman in college, I guess, about 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But I will ask you anyway, what advice would you give to someone else, maybe a friend of yours back at Baser Linwood who is a senior in high school that are going to be starting this journey pretty quick? What advice would you give them?
My advice would be don't be afraid to leave. It was harder. I guess it was hard at first. Really not for me. I was ready to leave, you know. Being a coach's kid, it was rough. Not being invited to much because your dad's a coach and so I was kind of ready, but this is the next chapter in our lives, and go experience it. Don't feel like you have to go back, because that's the past. Like, you can still have friends but that's the past. Go live your life now.
Who is the best basketball player you've been on the court with? And this could be high school game, summer game. Who stands out?
Oh man, the best basketball player I've been on the court with. I've played with some, so 6'5", wing. He's gonna be a senior at Baser Linwood this year, Tyson Rude. He was a small kid in middle school. All of a sudden just sprouted up, got these big shoulders. Once he gets momentum, he's got like a 39-inch. It's crazy. He does between the legs, dunks, all that. Shoot the ball. He's probably the best all-around player. And he was young last year, only a junior, on a senior-loaded team. And led us in scoring. I mean, he's going to be really good. So that's probably, overall, the best player I've been on the court with.
All right. Trevor McBride, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate your time. We encourage you to rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, such as on iTunes or Google Play. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com. Thank you for listening.
And they let him pass it up court, and then it gets picked off. A long three by Pangos, no good. 1 second, it's over. It is over, and Wichita State has beaten the number one team in the nation to go to the Sweet 16. Go crazy, Wichita. I know you are.